Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and it is Wednesday, the 19th of October. We are in the middle of the most, in my opinion, October's the most beautiful month out of the year. I love October, especially the middle of October. And we're here today, but let's do our intros and all the niceties and everything when you come sliding
today, the
in.
19th. I wasn't sliding in here. I always get here before you.
You're like, brrr.
I was just reading about how the water problems in California are going to lead to some big changes. But we'll get to that later. I was also reading where some retired generals and admirals and master sergeants and other military have gone to work at other have gone to work for foreign countries.
Does that bug you?
No, it doesn't. Here's why. I believe they're honorable men, and maybe women, and they're being hired, you know, oh, they were hired by Saudi Arabia, oh, they were hired by Indonesia, and they make a big thing out of a master sergeant making $500 a day because he's a transportation expert, he's training, people to mm-hmm. run. That is, maybe an admiral and a general, why are they there? But then again.
Well, you did contract work.
Yeah, but I worked for American companies in other countries is what it was several times. Anyway, today is the 19th of October, 7:07 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Patrick Karch is at the helm.
Hey, Pat.
Yes. Good morning.
We have a number of producers, and Nadine will train you to in case you'd like to come in and do it.
We need it.
Well, just if you want to be a producer down here at KCNR, you let me know. 605-4567. Patrick, do you have a day pulled up, a national day?
Oh, Carl, I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm
going to
have it for you next break.
No, okay. That's fine.
That's right. I could do the weather.
That's because we need to do the weather.
Absolutely. 60 degrees. We got some juice this morning. We got to get going and squeeze it hard. 62 degrees in the downtown studios today. I don't even understand. We've got these major jumps that happen in the weather. I know the other day I went out to the barn. It was 50 degrees. And the next time I looked at the weather, it had gone up to like 85. So today's supposed to be 97. Yeah. According to the National Weather Service, 59 tonight, that's those big jumps. Thursday will be 92, overnight lows of 57. Friday, sunny, 86. Saturday, now we have 40% chance of showers on Friday night. Saturday, 40% chance of showers. Saturday night looks like it's mostly clear. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 70. So then again, those big drops. Sunny with 70, it looks like we may have to start moving our wardrobe around with some sweaters. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our Anderson-located company, where they give veteran and senior discounts.
A veteran-owned company.
That's what I just said, veteran and owned business, and they're located in Anderson, and they've been supporting and been sponsors of our weather since day one. You're feisty this morning, so knock it off.
Our guest is Nadine Bailey. And Nadine, before you start, can I have a couple minutes? And feel free to chime in on this, all right?
Okay.
So I go down to the city council meeting last night. I don't do that a lot, but you've been hearing that I've been down
recently
there.
Recently.
I've been going down there.
On a mission.
And what's it about? Short-term rentals. And let me tell you something. And I thanked them last night. Thank you, city council, for listening to us. You know, it wasn't just me. There was, several others.
No, you did. You said, I'm going to go to city council because I need to say thank you. And I thought, well, how nice. When do people say thank you to doctors or say thank you to the people in crises? Are you always complaining? But a thank you was pretty cool. However, let's go on. Please.
What are you drinking over there?
Come on.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
And they have rewritten the ordinance for short-term rentals, and they discussed it last night. I was there at like 9:30. But what it comes down to is this. They listen to us. We will. If you live on a street where there's going to be a short-term rental, they discussed last night there's going to be a 1,000-foot circle around that.
Where it used to be 100 feet.
Yeah, and it's going to be a 1,000 feet now circle that there can be no other short-term rentals. They're going to put a cap on short-term rentals. The rules have been tightened up. They're actually going to have of course, they always have to hire somebody to do this. In this case, two people to watch the short-term rentals and to enforce the code. Okay? They put a limit on the number of people in these places. They did a number of things. And the big thing they changed was notification for the people in the area. And we, as you all know, that we actually left for 11 days.
Yeah.
And they mailed it out. And from the day they mail it is the day they start counting that you've got 10 days to appeal it. Well, we were gone 11 days, and guess when they mailed it? They mailed it probably a day or two before we left. And when we got back, the 10 days were up. I was one day off, and they would not let me appeal it, which somewhat irritated me.
Because
but
you
they
found
changed
out.
It now. They're going to put it out. They're going to put a date on there, and it's going to 15 days. But they have to notice, and that's 15 working days. Doesn't count weekends. So they've made the changes, and now the only thing you've got 3 years, because when people in this ordinance comes into effect, you've got 3 years. If there's four houses on a street, which is happening at the end of the 3 years on a lottery system, three of those houses are leaving. They either go into long-term rentals or they sell them.
So you know that the people who deal. Are you finished?
No. Okay. The only thing that bothers me is you can have up to 25 people there. You know,
yeah.
plus the, you know, counting the people. Say you have four people at the house, and they decide to have a Super Bowl day party. They can have up to 25 people there. And my question is, since they can't park on the street, if you've got to provide a parking space for everybody that's staying at the house, what about those 25 people or those 20 other people? What about the parking for them?
Well, we live on a street.
What if they come up? Well, hey, we can have 20 people here, and now I've got 12 cars parked down our street.
Because we live in a street downtown where there are no garages. They're all carports. So you figure you've got, and they're single car carports.
Yeah. Well,
many of them.
They have to provide, if for the number of bedrooms, they have to provide a parking spot for every bedroom. So if they've got a four-bedroom place, they've got to provide four parking spaces on the property, not out in front. But my only concern was, anyway, but the city council listened. They've rewritten that ordinance in record time. And,
so what the bottom line here, I would say, Carl, is that for those listening this morning, no matter how fatigued you are with your coffee from room to room, your voice matters.
It really
does. If you're bugged about something, show up to city council, get your people. Show up, show up, show up. That's what the city council members are supposed to do, is listen to you. And when you think about, well, they're behind closed quarters or behind, you know, closed session, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in closed session. Like you said, there's so much minutia. However, it was heard. Action was taken. We've seen it in the last 6 months.
Well, it's been less than that, really. So, anyway.
Come see, come
good morning, saw. Nadine Bailey.
Nadine Bailey.
Good morning.
And
how
You've come in to talk about a couple of things.
Well, I asked to come in to talk about the Friends of the Empire Recovery Center dinner,
okay.
Which is the 26th. So it's coming up a week from today.
Wonderful.
And it's at the Gaia Hotel, and it's a fun event, and it supports an amazing organization here in Reading that offers inpatient and residential care for people with substance addiction.
Oh, that's what we've all been talking about. What programs can we contribute to? Let's hear more about that. We have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the program and the fact that this is a fundraiser for this specific program, helping people to deal with getting off and going through addiction.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take this break, and this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier Local Retailer. It's been doing this for over 30 years, Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474. He does a great job. Don't call the 800 number. And once you call them, you're kind of out there in who's going to support you, man. Well, call Doug Tooley. B&T Satellite at 530-241-3474. Great reputation. He's got super deals going on down there for you. And he's one of the good guys. We'll be right back with Nadine Bailey.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
My name is Brenda Lunte. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote,
I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Reading Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Parton for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blaine and Burrell, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 50 degrees out there today on the 19th of October, 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, truly a local bank. It is a community bank. Owned locally, local board of directors. They've been helping people move their dreams forward since the day they opened, 15 years ago. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, we're here with Nadine Bailey. We're talking about the Empire Recovery Center. And frankly, Nadine, I've lived here for 15 years. I've known about the Empire Recovery Center, but I really, you know, it's one of those things, oh, yeah, Empire Recovery Center. But I don't really know about the Empire Recovery Center. It's been a while. It's been around a while.
Well, right, since I think the 1960s, and we're in one of the oldest buildings in town.
Yeah, it's like over 100 years old.
100 years old, and we've done major renovations, and people helped us with plumbing, and because the plumbing was really old, and we just have a great deal of community support. So, and we get that because, you know, there's probably not one of us that doesn't have a relative or a friend that's had problems with substance abuse. You know, it happens to the best of families.
All right. So it says here from the Empire Recovery Center is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the furtherance of recovery from substance use disorders in social model settings. These programs are community-based, peer-group-oriented settings to provide a safe environment.
So you can come in. There's 30, 60, and 90-day programs for inpatient if it's that bad. And sometimes the court orders it. They tell them you have a choice. You can go to jail or you can go into this program.
Or you can go into the service.
Or you can go into the
service. No, they don't do that. No, they don't do that anymore.
But how many lives were changed when they did do that? So a lot. So we're there, and if you've got a family member or a friend with a problem, I mean, we're accessible to pretty much anyone. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have insurance. They'll work with you to find a way to get you into the program. And then we have outpatient as well.
So Nadine, through the years that I've been in Reading, I've seen that you've got this really, big heart. You're very involved with the CASA before, or still are. I'm not really sure. And you know, you've always been a person that people can come to and find answers for a lot of things. So, how long have you been involved with Empire, and what brought you to it?
So, I have had a classmate who was on the board of directors of Empire, who was, I never told him this, but I had a big crush on him when he was in high school. So don't say anything to Jim Montgomery because he doesn't know, and I don't want him to get a big head. But very handsome athlete, and Jim was, he was incredibly bright, had a bright future, and, you know, he had some alcohol and substance abuse problems and went into, and had to go into recovery. And so Jim called me one day and said, hey, we've got a vacant board seat. Would you be interested? And I said, absolutely, because I have, my family's got, you know, I'm adopted, and it's interesting to look at the genetics, because I didn't find my birth family until I was in my 40s. And all of the problems that I saw on my side of the family were all there. So lots of, you know, a lot of times, alcohol and drug abuse start with a mental, untreated mental illness. And so my focus lately is on how do we move our system into getting those mental catching those mental illness problems early on, you know, when kids are young and start to display some behaviors, can we get them into a good state of mental health, and then maybe they won't turn to self-medicating their mental problems.
And I think that's really important, because I would
catch them like that. I mean, break the cycle.
I would like to know at the early stages, if my curiosity peaks in what would be when somebody comes in, it seems that our system, and I could be incorrect with this, our system will slap a medication on something rather than going through the therapy and the work of discovering what a condition could be, like exercises, not just necessarily like weights, but exercises and self-discovery of, oh, these are the things that trigger me, and this is what it is, without having to go right into medication, which then means sometimes more medication. Or maybe it's just a medication to tweak something to make it just balanced.
Medication has a place in all mental illness treatments. But if you were at the Harvest of Hope Rescue Mission dinner the other night, and they had a panel with about, what, 8 people on it, and they had all been through the Good News Rescue Mission program. And every one of those but one said they had childhood trauma. So if we could intervene and give kids the tools to make it through those childhood traumas, then maybe we could solve some of these issues. So that's why CASA and all of these other programs
and
intertwined.
This is why we talk about the ACEs scores. It's real important to know about them to see. Now, the good news, or it's good news, the Empire Recovery Center, is that part of what they do? They try to intervene when they see things like that.
Well,
with
it's
children.
I
always thought of it as kind of an
step program where everybody's sitting around. No, they do cognitive behavior therapy, in-depth therapy sessions. Visit the website. I was on there this morning, and they're using some of the most up-to-date techniques of moving people out of that addictive behavior. You know, and, you know, we all have them as we sit here with our legalized drug of choice, coffee and, you know, caffeine. We all have our little addictions, and so.
Yeah, but I don't, you know.
Yeah.
When I drink coffee, it doesn't really lead to some of the other things, some of the other addictions do. No, I understand that. Do they go for a walk on a regular basis from the Empire Recovery Center?
They probably do, yeah.
Because I see here a couple times a week a group of people walking by, and I can never tell who they, you know, it's such an eclectic group of people. I mean, you got some, you go, But you see others in there, like a grandmother.
Yeah.
Walking by.
And I just wondered
if that was them.
For the grace of God go I, because I just, you know, my whole family has addiction running all through it, and why it missed me. But the mental illness didn't. You know, I started having mental illness issues when I was 12, 13. You know, a lot of it was from being adopted, but a lot of it was just genetic and the ups and downs of depression. And I've said before, you know, I've been fortunate. I've managed to find a good set of counselors that walked me through some of those problems. But what if I hadn't? You know, maybe I would have done the same thing.
We're going to skip this break just, you know, for a we're going to move it back. We're going to postpone the break. I've got another group in here I'm going to bring in also. But, Nadine, okay,
we have an event coming up.
I will tell you, I did not know all these things they did.
Thank you.
And so the bad on me, because they're around the block here.
They're your neighbor.
They're my neighbors.
Yeah,
they're
right there.
It says the Empire Recovery Center has been serving Northern California since 1971. The building itself has been part of the downtown area since 1912. Although the building, as you see today, was finished.
It's the big red building across from the coffee house. So it's just right behind Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, that's over here. That's behind
it. In 75, it became the first licensed alcohol treatment facility in the state of California. That happened right here in Redding.
Wow.
Because the guy, the former sheriff, there are 127 bars in California Street. They experienced a lot of this, so they were like, how do we find treatment?
127 bars in California?
Between Eureka and Jack's Grill. In the late 60s, Butch Williams, the bartender for the old Crow Bar, began drying out drunks. We don't, you know, that's kind of a term from the past. We don't like to say that in downtown Redding. Noticing his efforts, the city fathers asked Butch to open a place for these people. Thus born the Empire Hotel for Alcoholics. Butch enlisted a board of directors, and the program became a nonprofit in 75. That's a history, something we didn't know about. Nadine, we really appreciate it. And what is Save the Date? What do we need to do in order to support this fantastic
organization?
You
can get online. You can. There's still some tickets left. You could. We'd love, you know, some auction items if you have that to donate. I've got a couple of seats at my table. You're welcome to come join us on Wednesday.
It's going to be on a week from today.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be at the Gaia, and they put on a good show.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We've had it there. Yeah. This will be the second year there, and it was really nice.
What is the end result of, I mean, I know what's perfect. You know, oh, they're cured forever. What's kind of the end result when somebody gets to the good, the Empire Recovery Center, they're kind of at the dregs. They have gotten to a point. Now, can they be assigned there? Or is this something that, well, you said they can kind of get a choice, but just when they go into the place, it must take a week, 2 weeks just to kind of get them.
They do a detox. They have a detox program too. But there's a great video on the website. There are two people that were deep into methamphetamine addiction and cocaine, and one was heroin. And it's their testimony. And he said, I was living in a creek bed.
Mm.
Empire changed my life. Now I rent a house.
Wow.
I have a savings. I have a checking account for my bills. I pay my bills on time. I have a life. And you can just see the joy in his face.
Yeah, that's the stories that we want to hear, that we hope that the kind of work that you're doing in the Empire Recovery Center, if it just saves one soul.
Yeah.
Well, Nadine, of course, we're talking about the dinner you're having, and it's a fundraiser. How do people get tickets for this?
They can call Empire. They can go on the website. You can actually get them on the website.
Okay.
And the number, the number for Empire, do I have it on here?
I have from the website, but it says call is 24/7. It's confidential, so I don't know if that's a reach-out number.
No. And so go to the website, or if you want tickets and you want to come, call me, 530-276-7743.
And what kind of items would you like for the silent? I know people are listening. What do you want?
You know, we have some great prizes this year. We've got a stay over at Trinidad and restaurants over there. We've got some great memory making auction items, but if you've got a basket that you'd like to donate, we can put that in the silent auction. I'm doing a commodity basket from Family Water Alliance.
And which I'd like to get into that at some point, but not today. If somebody wants to help, maybe they can't, maybe they can't make it to the dinner, but somebody wants to help. What can I do? What can I do as an individual?
Make a donation. We're a nonprofit. We're a nonprofit. You can make a donation. It's tax deductible. And you can feel good about the fact that, you know, you're not just complaining about the people walking around the streets of Redding. You're doing something that is tangible.
You know what? That's so important because we all bitch about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And drugs are laying here.
This is a place that gets them out of that.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't we want to support if a $5 donation, a $10, a $1 million donation can help clean up the streets, save people's lives?
Absolutely. And everybody says, well, you know, maybe it'll just help one person. But that's one person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're changing lives over there, and it's an amazing thing to watch.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this on the air right now. We're going to donate a Christmas commercial, because we have to get through the politics, because the politics are taking up, but a Christmas commercial package. That's what we're going to donate to you guys. And I can't tell you what the price is going to be. We'll figure out how many commercials a
It'll
day.
It'll be an $800
but,
package.
But that's something. Okay, well, there you go. He's the boss. So that's something that we can do, we can give of, and somebody can, like at Christmas time, promote their business or promote an event.
Awesome. That'll be that great. That's perfect. Thank you so
It'll
much.
It'll make something. Whatever it makes, it's what we can do. And that's
we'll play their spots. We'll have them on the show. We'll talk about their business like we do.
And we have a lot of business people that come. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of business supporters. We have Empire has a lot of great volunteers and a lot of great supporters.
Yeah. And it'll run for a... They'll run November and December.
Yes.
So we'll put that in the on the certificate.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Nadine, because, again, you're involved with something that affects our community.
Right.
And I'm going to have you back when we talk water because I've been, you know, looking at water also. And
October 26th.
You're talking about taking away pre-1914 rights.
Yeah, that's a big discussion, and property rights are my issue. I mean, I
know.
You have to. Property rights are a civil right, and people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time looking at the weather map because that's really what's going to determine what happens with water. Because they're using the emergency of the drought, which shouldn't have been an emergency, because we have water storage. The people had voted to build more water storage, and we haven't gotten that done yet. We're making progress.
And the feds just gave $30 million to the site's reservoir, and yet it's been on the books for, what, 25 years?
2012, I think, is when they started working on it. So,
10
well,
years.
Oh, but it's the idea for sites is 1957.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's as old as I am.
Right.
So,
hey, Nadine, thanks so much for not only being on today, but what you do for our community.
Yes.
You are a stalwart.
You are a pillar of our community.
Yeah.
Well, I love Shasta County, and I'm glad that I can make a living in Northern California, and, you know,
You give back.
So I'm
grateful.
Okay,
we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Erin Reznor, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Shasta County is my home, and I love our community. We continue to face tough challenges. Homelessness, public safety, and mental health are issues we all experience on a daily basis. How do we solve such complex problems? The answer is clear, together. I have seen the strength of our community as a business owner, as mayor, and as a wife and mother. There is nothing we cannot do. Join me in the fight by voting for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, I'm Jack Muntz, candidate for Reading City Council. It's time we make Reading a stronger and safer city. Born and raised in Reading, I spent 21 years in law enforcement and city government. I have seen firsthand the effects of crime, homelessness on families, and city government. This experience uniquely qualifies me to help serve our city to become a place where we are not overrun by crime, homelessness, and poor economic conditions. I'm Jack Muntz, a husband and a father of two teenagers. I desire to serve our city and community in order to create the environment we need to raise our families in peace and prosperity. In order for this to happen, it requires us to make tough but necessary decisions for the betterment of Reading. I'm Jack Muntz, and now is the time to take action to see Reading be a model of practical and effective change to those around us. Join me and vote on November 8th, and let us take the next step towards a stronger and safer city. Again, I'm Jack Muntz, and would love your vote for Reading City Council.
I'm Jack Muntz, and this ad was paid for by Jack Muntz for Reading City Council.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Hey, good morning. Yeah. Go ahead. Well, you're making a face. Are you looking at me like, don't step on my cheese, baby?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Crackmaster brings us this segment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst has been doing this for a few decades. Nobody's going to do a better job of repairing your windshield but those for those chips or cracks. Whether it is a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He fixed a crack in my windshield, 14, 15 years ago. You still can't see it. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your family's safety. For a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay, we're here with Brendan and Wendy from, and there's some changes going on at CareNet Reading.
There are.
Tell people what CareNet Reading is for people that don't know.
Well, CareNet has been around in the city of Reading for 38 years, providing free verified pregnancy tests. Mm-hmm. We've been offering ultrasounds for probably 30 of those years, and we are the only free testing and ultrasound service in probably a 90-mile radius to the north, to the west, and to the east. The closest center that does what we do to the south is in Chico, so we are it in the entire north
state. Wow. Okay, so tell us what a typical day looks like, and where are you located? Because we've got people listening, and they're thinking this affects everybody's life.
Sure.
All right, daughters, moms,
sure,
sisters, families, dads, brothers, all of that. So let's talk about the place that people can go to. Because we're, you know, right now people are listening and they're in and out of their cars. So just give us a visual.
You got it. Well, if you think you might be pregnant, this is where you can come if you just have no idea what this is, unplanned, or this is a crisis in some sort of way, or you're just not sure how you're going to make it. Emotionally, there might be a partner that's not here anymore. It's just a time where you're not excited to be pregnant. You haven't planned it, so this is where you come. You come, we're on 2460 Athens Avenue, right across the street from the Jiu-Jitsu place or near Orchard Nutrition. You can
Lucky
make
Lucky Miller's?
Yeah, Lucky Miller's is there now.
Yeah.
Yes, he's amazing.
Isn't he a great guy?
He's amazing. And so you come to us, we have two arms, basically. We have a medical arm that can do the pregnancy testing and the ultrasounds, and the options counseling. And then once someone has decided to carry their baby to term, we have an entire Earn While You Learn program. So now it's a thing where, well, okay, I am pregnant. How am I going to learn? How am I going to provide? how am I going to get support? There's support for my partner or my husband. We have three guys who are starting to do men's coaching, which is a first in this county in a long time. So we're really excited about that. And
this is teaching people how to be a parent.
Yes. I mean, right. The education ranges from pregnancy information, like what's happening in my body, what's the development of my baby, to how am I going to learn about labor and delivery, how am I going to
deal with the newborn.
Newborn stuff, how do I bond best with my baby, how do I become a parent in the first 3, 6, 9 months, year long, what are some great parenting things. We have online classes that we can send to all of our clients, and as they watch those classes, they earn points. We have an entire boutique of incredible things that our community has donated, so that a young woman needs to know that there's always support. There's always something she can never go without.
And this is to encourage people to keep their babies.
Yes.
And totally. But how to learn how to be parents. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, but just some of the ideas is some of the topics there, besides pregnancy and childbirth, is nutrition, life skills, parenting, relationships. And we're going to talk about that and what other, because I've been there before a couple of times, and just to go down and see what they were doing, because y'all have been on before several years ago, and it gives people an option, maybe an option they didn't know they had. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience, and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments, and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring for our community when minutes matter.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, your only full-service jewelry store, by the way, and you can go in and get your watches repaired, cleaned, taken apart. These are important things if you're a watch person like I am. And I have several watches through the years that are just kind of a fun thing. So they do that kind of work, as well as a stone placement and fixing your prongs or whatever you need to do, have your pearls restrung, estate pieces, anything like that. Four Winds Jewelry. So here we are back with our show this morning. We're very excited about having our guests with
Brenda
us.
Wendy from CareNet and their and what they do now. Before we left, we said some of the topics are not just pregnancy and child. First of all, CareNet is for young couples or ladies that are pregnant. They get free pregnancy checks. You have free ultrasounds. And then Brendan, who is with us too, he's one of the you're one of the counselors too, or not? You work in development. Yeah. But the other things are like maternity clothes, furniture. Wendy, what goes on with that?
Yeah, once they've decided, yes, I'm going to carry this baby to term, and boy, I need a lot of help doing so. We sign them up for an Earn While You Learn program where they learn about anything from parenting to childbirth to labor and delivery classes, anything that they do at all to help them become educated about being a good mom or making it through. They earn points in our boutique, and there are many, 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 many resources that we offer in that boutique that they've earned money for.
Now, all right, let's talk a little bit about, you've got a new mobile unit, and there is an event on October 22nd this weekend. That's your 5K run. Let's talk about that. Thanks for joining us so we can promote this.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I'll take this question, Wendy, since I've been working on promoting it. So this is, I like to think of it as almost our second annual, because we took such a long break. We took about 7 years off from doing this, and last year we kicked it back off and had about 125 runners show up, which was amazing because obviously we didn't know what to expect. So this year we figured we'll do it again, and it's happening this Saturday. And, yeah, sign-ups have been better this year so far. We've had a lot of sponsorships. And kind of an interesting story is we had a man that was affiliated with us volunteer to promote this race to businesses, and he went to over 600 businesses personally, free of charge, to promote the race.
Talk about passionate, yeah.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of help with it. Yeah, so we're excited.
I mean, your sponsors are, like, really interesting, and I'm not used to seeing that many different kinds of sponsors that have come forth to sponsor you guys. But let's talk about the fact that it's located at Turtle Bay, starts at 9 a.m.
Yes.
It's $30 to run, $25 to walk.
Yep, that's correct.
It should be less. It should be less money to run because you're damaging yourself. So okay, because I used to, when I was in triathlons and this, I go, I paid $90 for this,
right,
and I'm hurting. I'm hurt, and it's torture. And that's going to be, of course, this weekend. It starts at 9 a.m. How do people sign up, Brenda?
There's a few different ways, but the easiest way would be to just go on carenetreading.org, and then you'll see the events tab, and it's our only event right now, so you can't miss it.
Okay.
And just click and sign up online. And if you struggle with that or if the website's down, just give us a call.
All right. So you also, we have a couple of these flyers here where you can actually scan a sign up. But you've got some new logos. It's, you guys are moving forward. It's great to hear that. We always learn something. And, again, it is really cool that you've got this safe place where it's free and it's private, and you've got pregnancy tests, sonograms, options counseling, learning for life, classes, referrals, and a baby boutique. Well, are there other things that we can talk about here in the last few minutes that you'd like to bring to our listeners' awareness?
Well, I'm super excited that on Saturday, one of the big features to come out to the race will be to see the new mobile ultrasound unit. Again, we are the only place doing this in a 90-mile radius north, west, or east of Reading. And we get clients who come from Burney, from Weaverville, from Mount Shasta. And it is a huge barrier for them to come all the way into the city of Reading. Travel-wise, I mean, you can imagine if you're 16 and you're not driving and you live in Burney or any of those areas, it's really hard to get anywhere. So our hope is that we take this mobile unit and we travel, you know, once a week up to Burney or once a week up to Mount Shasta and offer our services there. And what we hope to do is connect with community in those areas so that once we leave, we have a group of people who are ready to support that girl or her partner in her situation, whatever that may look like, whatever her choice is.
At the break, we were talking about the fact that, you know, about do you help with adoptions? And I was kind of surprised to hear, in a positive way, your reaction to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have three main people that we refer for adoption, and literally you can be in a counseling room and call one of those people 24/7. They're available to answer any questions, so our client can just sit and ask all those burning questions that people have about adoption, because there's such a misconception about what it is. And it's a really amazing option. We have a volunteer who has offered to talk to anybody about what her experience is. I myself am adopted, so I'm a little bit biased, but I think it was a pretty great thing.
And our former guest that was on, Nadine Bailey, talked about
her adoption.
She was adopted. So I think for some, I don't know, maybe they felt like I'm adopted, so there was a stigma, but it is not. It's being loved and cared for and brought into a family because that family wants a beautiful baby to raise so badly.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to brag that I was picked.
You were picked. Yeah. That's right.
I was selected. I was the pick of the litter.
Yes.
Okay, maybe litter's not the right word. Okay, everybody. How do people get a hold of CareNet?
Well, we're online, www.carenetreading.org for right now, since we're changing our name to North State Care Clinic. That will change, but the website will transfer over for a long, long time.
Now, you work on donations. You don't get federal funds.
Oh, no.
And that's what I thought. They do not get any taxpayers' money out here. They do this through people that donate, people that work, people that donate clothing, furniture. And the young couple you know, that were going through this for up to 3 years. You helped them with diapers, baby clothes, baby supplies, baby for 3 years.
Actually, four. We have clothes up to size 4T.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just reading.
I was kind of, I know. Yeah.
Hey, it's CareNet Reading. It's going to become
North State Care Clinic.
And that's what I've got to right now. It's a beautiful website.
And there's going to be a 5K run or a 1.5 mile walk this weekend at Turtle Bay. And you go to Care, right now, CareNet. We'll just go to CareNetReading.org. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck. Thank you for what you do for our community, too.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, when we get back from the news, we're going to have Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Biden's vow to send Congress a bill codifying Roe v. Wade has caused a storm of protest from
National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias said the president's speech calling for a codification of abortion on demand was full of misinformation. She accused the Biden administration and Democratic leaders of repeatedly vilifying and undermining the life-saving work of the pro-life movement and its millions of volunteers. She says polls repeatedly show most Americans oppose abortion on demand, even late in pregnancy. Keith Peters reporting.
Former Vice President Mike Pence also weighed in with a message for President Biden, tweeting that Congress will have pro-life majorities in January. Russian President Putin is declaring martial law in the four regions of Ukraine that he claims to have annexed.
He said that he'd signed a decree introducing martial law in the four, as he called them, new Russian regions, basically the four Ukrainian regions which he claimed to have annexed last month, so Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia and Kherson regions. He also said that extra powers would be given to all Russian governors, so regional leaders across Russia, and they would set up centers to boost social order, to safeguard critically important facilities.
That's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg. President Biden getting ready to announce the release of 15 million more barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve. Heritage Foundation's Katie Tubb tells the Salem Radio Network it's a political ploy.
It's unfortunate because that's not the purpose of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The reserve is not meant to help a president with his polling numbers. It's being abused right now.
Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
A controversial move by Australia has drawn the ire of Israeli officials. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli officials are angry with Australia following Canberra's decision to reverse its recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Prime Minister Yair Lapid called the policy change rash and wrong, expressing hope that the Australian government manages other matters more seriously and professionally. Australia recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December of 2018, but unlike the United States, did not locate its embassy there. On Monday, Australia's ambassador was summoned to Israel's foreign ministry for a discussion, diplomatic speak for a dressing down. Australia's foreign minister said the issue of recognizing Israel's capital must be solved by the parties themselves in negotiations. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Newly released government data show 11 additional people were in crashes involving vehicles using automated driving systems during a four-month period earlier this year.
The deaths are part of an alarming pattern of incidents linked to the technology. 10 of the deaths involved vehicles made by Tesla, though it's unclear from the data whether the technology itself was at fault or whether driver error might have been responsible. The 11th death involved a Ford pickup truck.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. High inflation did not discourage air travel during the summer. United Airlines reports a $942 million profit for the third quarter. Last weekend, nearly 2.5 million travelers went through checkpoints at U.S. airports, the highest number since before the pandemic. While domestic travel is up, international travel still lagging. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Come today. Hi. Ooh, we're right on the air.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
We're here.
Welcome to... Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here. And yeah, Linda's here. And Linda, you know, I don't, what did you do? Did you run around the block or what? I
mean, it's showtime. It's showtime. I get ready. It's like, we're here. Boom.
You know what? You know, when you're on assignment, that's not for you, by the way. That's for me.
Oh, well, we have
19 October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I know those pesky little things I have to say. Shasta Regional Medical Center is care, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center is here to support our community, and they do it in so many different ways. Healing starts here. Pat Karch is at the helm here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning on National Seafood Bisque Day, and get this, Hagfish Day.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure that I like the idea.
What is a hagfish?
Yeah, what is a hagfish?
Well,
it's not something I sound like I want to eat.
It's reportedly the ugliest creature in the ocean.
All right.
Okay. We'll live with that. Good morning, everybody. And like I said, today's the 19th. What's the weather look like?
All right. Looks like we have currently 61 degrees. Today, the temperature calls for a hot day with a high of 97. Believe it or not, doesn't feel like that outside right now. Clear tonight with overnight lows of 59. Thursday calls for a high of 92. Friday sunny with a high of 86. Chance of showers on Friday night with overnight lows of 56. Saturday, chance of showers with a high of 71. And Saturday night, mostly clear with our overnight lows of 45. And Sunday, 70. Going to be riding on that horse on bird up on Sunday, right? With, Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Our guest today is Sheriff Michael Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff. Hey, Sheriff. Okay. Can we just hop right into the, jail?
If you would like to, sure.
Okay. There are different plans. Mm-hmm. Some of the supervisors want to put it right next to the jail. Kind of a pod thing where each pod holds, well, it'd be 126 or 240.
Mm-hmm.
But it's right next to the jail.
Correct. It's actually attached to the jail.
Okay. And then they can add on two more or three more. And as it's built, you're transferring people out of the jail or not until... you make the final move. The other side wants to move the jail totally out of downtown and put it out someplace else. I don't know where that is.
That's correct. The best location that's been identified so far for moving it out of town is 40 Forward Airport Road in the old transfer station out there, 40 acres out there, and trying to grab another little about 17 acres that's connected to that. So,
okay. Can you give the pros and cons, because I think you can look at it logically. What are the pros and cons for doing both of them? One, I've been told, keeping it downtown and building it in this way, where one person controls all the jail cells. He can open them, or he or she can open them all up, and close them so they lock. Now I think either the prisoner has to close the jail or the cell door, or one of the officers has to. But and then there's a exercise area and all that. So they're talking about in the concept downtown, which I'm probably pretty sure it'd be like that in the other place too. So you can use less people and it's safer.
Well, that is a pro, but that's not a pro. More of a pro for the new building, the off-site building, than it is for the current one. So the pros and cons. So let's talk about the proposal to add on to the jail, the existing jail in downtown Reading. So the pros to that is it's more beds, quicker, immediately. And, everybody's for more beds, including me. You know, we can lock up more people and incarcerate more that need to get off the street, the better off we are. The design for the add-on is a better design than the current jail is, but there's some the bigger issues. The cons of adding on to that jail is the jail we have is old, dilapidated, out of date. We're putting millions of dollars into it. We get lawsuits out of it, ADA lawsuits, and we're replacing the door, surveillance system, all this stuff, and it's a teardown. So you're going to add on to something that is dilapidated and not working very well. So when you do that, too, you have to realize that if you add on to the existing jail, you're doubling basically the operational budget. I have an operational budget to operate the jail as it is. You add on to it now. I don't know about doubling, but maybe grossly increasing my operational budget there. So we have to have the funds to do that. Now, if we build a new facility and go off-site, I'm not saying that that's going to be a cheaper operational budget. It'll be a bigger operational budget than I've got now. But you vacate the facility, tear down, and you have one operational budget that you're planning for. The other con, and probably the biggest con going for the building the jail and adding on to the jail, is that I have a staffing issue. I had to close down a floor of the jail as it is right now because I'm so short on staffing. I'm having trouble staffing that jail. So it's going to take more staff to add on to that jail immediately. And until we solve our staffing problem, it's really it's counterproductive to try to put in that money to add on.
One, the pro of the one down attached to the jail is we can get it up quicker and it's cheaper. It's much cheaper, isn't it?
Well, it's cheaper if you compare it to building out a new facility. Yep. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
And that's something that can happen quicker.
Yes. That too.
What is your estimate from the time that they say, okay, we're going out to Airport Road, we're going to put it right next to REU. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to take it out to Airport Road. Sheriff Johnson, ding, here's the money. How long?
Well, I'm not an expert on that, but...
But just, you've heard estimates.
I would say 10 years.
Okay. Ding, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
To a new facility, 1,000 people. Big, right?
Yeah, roughly 800 to 1,000 beds, yeah.
Or ding, what's the other one?
I would say four to five years.
4 to 5 years.
Yeah. Now, I have different estimates that have been given to me.
People
are saying
you're
two
not,
to three
you're,
for
you're
this
not
one.
A construction guy, yeah. And all that, but, and I've heard that. And, the you know, less money, 4 to 5 years. More money, 10 years. There's a trade-off, though, in there, in your opinion, I think.
There is. And so let's go back to the add-on to the jail that we have, because there's another con to that the way I see it. I've looked at the City of Reading's downtown revitalization plan, and long-term master plan, and putting a jail and all that facility right in their downtown area directly conflicts with that plan. So we haven't even engaged our partners in Reading, our partners in Anderson and Shasta Lake City and our rulers, everybody, to get input on what the best plan is moving forward. So I'm a little hesitant on that. I'm jumping on board with that fully. And like I said, staffing's an issue. So when we talk about the new facility out of the downtown Reading and on the outskirts. So that is a campus, not just a jail. That is a rehabilitation and incarceration campus. So it encompasses everything. And we've talked about this before. So we'll have plenty of bed spaces to lock up the folks who just don't get it and don't want to go with the program and just need to be locked up. But we also have mental health. We also have work release. We also have education. We have all those drug addiction, all those aspects to the justice system and to improvements for our community off-site on one facility, taking care of our community issues on a broader, more comprehensive approach.
Sheriff, Chief Shuler says we got like 300 bad guys that caused most of the trouble. Is there a way to do some kind of a temporary that you can take 200 of these people off the street?
Yeah, I hear that argument a lot.
Well, it's not an argument, it's a question.
There being 200 or 300 bad guys, can you take them off the street? It's not that simple. Just because you have those guys and you put them in jail, there's a whole justice system involved. There's bail reform and they have rights, you know. It doesn't mean we can hold them all for that period of time. And they will get out. Now, I'm not arguing against it because I agree. We need the more bed space. We need to start hammering these people who are causing a problem in our community, and I want to lock them up too. Is there a temporary solution? It comes down to staffing again, Carl. Even when Basenko was in office and Paletti, I was working with both of them, and we were trying to come up with that low-level misdemeanor type of facility in Breslauer campus. And that came down to he couldn't staff it. He wasn't going to be able to staff it because we haven't solved the staffing issue in corrections. And if we could solve that and get a leg up on that, then I'd say, yeah, we could do some sort of temporary solution.
That's, you know, I think that's what people are looking at. Of course, we want a long-term solution. So since we have to keep these people here, since they, you know, Prop 59, no, AB 109, we have to keep these people here.
Mm-hmm.
I think what people want, since crime and homelessness, and a lot of times they go hand in hand, not saying all the time, I think what people are looking for is a solution that they can see as opposed to one that's 10 years down the road. But it all goes back to personnel is what you're saying.
Well,
for a temporary solution.
Well, it does for temporary solutions. And, you know, Carl, I would say that everybody does want an immediate fix, and who doesn't? But you can't be short-sighted either. You have to look for long-term what's best for this community.
Yeah. Oh, no. My dog in the fight is we got to have a 1,000-person jail at some point. But the steps to get there, you know, is there a way we could do we can take 100 off, and we can take 100 off the street here.
I'm on board with that, too. Who doesn't want that? I want to get as many bad guys off the street as we can, as quick as we can, while we're working on a long-term solution, because we need both.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It's not just insurance, but it's also financial advice. Judy Maxwell, who's been in the business since 1993, as a stalwart of our community here, has two separate divisions under her one roof there. If you have, you know, I just talked to my daughter last night. Their 401 been hammered.
Oh, yeah.
I mean hammered. How's your retirement plan look? How's your 401 plan look? Call Judy Maxwell at 530-221-0441 for a free review and analysis of what you're going on. My son-in-law has lost more money than my daughter has because he's a little more aggressive out there. But he is really taking hammering, but so is she. You need to have somebody that's an expert look at it. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Amarjit Singh and I'm running for Anderson City Council. I have been part of the Anderson community for the past 16 years with my family. I work for the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency and have volunteered for many community organizations over the past 20 years. As a member of the Anderson City Council, I focus on improving the health, safety and infrastructure. As Anderson continues to grow, so does the need for more non-profit organizations to help those living below the poverty lines. There's a need for counseling center to support those affected by domestic violence. Also part of my short-term future plans would be a free homework club, a free computer literacy program, free daycare, part-time jobs for local teens and a cooling center. I would like to build on the city's success by supporting new businesses and local law enforcement and their efforts to reduce crime, including arson, drug abuse and homelessness. I plan to introduce more services for veterans and seniors. Vote for me, Amarjit Singh, for Anderson City Council.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens' property and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry. Supervisor, District 1.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Reading City Council. He is the best choice for Reading.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
That's anybody? For you, buddy.
Julie,
that's for you.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
There you go. It is hump day.
I don't care how many times.
You hear it.
I probably heard it 500 times. But it still makes me laugh because,
me
you know, I think it's fun to have goofy people around. It, you know, as Matt, as you're like kind of rolling your eye, putting your head in your hand, rolling your eyes, going, oh my God, it still is lighthearted. Okay, so we need that.
I agree. Makes me smile every time, too.
Would you like a camo in your office?
No, I would not.
We could probably find one.
No, no, no.
They may have a camo. They may have a camo exhibit down at the county fair.
Uh huh. Okay. They may.
Okay, let's go on back to where we were at. You know, because the jail is. You know, I never thought I'd be saying this. It could be a pivotal part of our county because if you can take the bad guys off the street, Mike, which is what you guys do, and Shuler and his legion does, it helps bring people here, helps the economy. You know, it just touches on so many things. But it comes back down. It sounds like to you know. An interim step before a bigger step comes back to staffing.
It does.
Tell our listeners the problems with staffing.
Well, it does. That is definitely a big part of the equation, Carl. Our problem with staffing the jail is the folks at the jail, they have been, the market to hire them is equal to retail and any other job on the street. So the pay for the job is just that. It's a job now. It's not a career anymore. And they're so underpaid and working so much overtime that I'm losing people to go to the day-to-day jobs of in retail, tree trimmers, whatever it is, where they can work an 8-to-5 job Monday through Friday and get their weekends off. At the jail currently, you know, I have a lot of folks working 6 and 7 days a week and getting their days off canceled and being ordered into work because I don't have the staff.
Well, now, it used to be they could work 3 12-hour shifts, be off 4 days, and then the next week they work 4 12-hour shifts
and then
off
be off three days. Yeah. And that's the same formula that's still there.
Yeah, okay. But is that gone now?
Well, they're not getting it. That's the problem. They like the 12s. Most people in law enforcement do because of that formula. But when you're not getting those days, when you're working, you know,
five or six, not even 12s.
Usually, a lot of times those are 16-hour shifts because they get held over from their 12s.
Well, it's like anything. When you have a 12-hour shift, there's a turnover. There's other things. Something's going on.
Now to go to an 8-hour work week would require almost doubling the staff because it requires more people to run an 8-hour shift type of program. So that's really not a solution right now either. Plus, they don't want it. They like the 12s if they get their days off.
Fridays off for everybody?
No Fridays off for everybody, no. No, so yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to get up to staffing and it's difficult to retain. Now I want to make something clear. I've said this from the beginning. Money doesn't solve everything and it's not always about just throw more money at the problem and it's going to fix the problem. There's a little bit of workplace internal stuff that's going on that we're working on to try to fix as well. And that's always part of the problem. And I would tell you this. If you run an organization and you're not the highest paid organization, if you have, as long as you're close to be competitive in the market and you have a great workplace and your people enjoy the culture there and what they're doing and they're loyal, they'll stay and you won't lose them anyways. But when that disparity, that gap starts becoming so big, then money does become the primary factor. And that's what's happened is we're just not up to where we should be. And that's happening, Carl, Linda, not just for the jail, that's deputies. I'm 18 deputies down right now. Because we're losing them to our allied agencies.
They don't even have to move their homes. They can go still live here.
Right.
Because they're working the same kind of shifts where they can get three or 4 days off. You know, Sheriff, I empathize with this. See, in the military, we didn't have to worry about it. You were there. Everybody made the same amount. The Army paid the same amount. The Navy pays the same amount. I mean, it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
I understand that. So, is the only solution to how much does let's say a correctional officer or your deputy after say 5 years they're experienced they've been on the job 5 years how much do they make?
Well, it varies, Carl, because there's different incentives involved in that, but roughly,
okay, I understand.
Roughly, the correctional deputies top out at about $33 an hour.
And that comes to a year, approximately.
Oh, I don't know.
Because you have other things, because you have a lot of overtime and all that.
Yeah.
But, okay, $33 an hour.
So let's talk about, so correctional deputy also, we're having some of those correctional deputies are put in 800 to 1,000 hours a year overtime. Overtime alone.
Oh, my gosh.
That is horrendous. And that, you talk about burnout, that's where the burnout comes from. I'll give you an example of.
You've said this before and you said it again. It's one thing to have a 12 hours, which we all know isn't 12, with 3 days off and three with 4 days off. But five or six, you can only do this so much.
And
before they start getting sick, they start making mistakes.
Causing family problems.
Well,
all that stuff, too.
When we deploy, we're gone. And that's, you know, we plan for that. But in a, when you're going home to your family every night, but you're not getting there. So
let me give you an example of the patrol deputy. So patrol deputy, I'll give you an example of a guy I'm losing this week. So he's going to one of our allied agencies. He's leaving us at about mid-range step. So we have A through F step. He's about right in the middle of that. And he's making roughly $29 an hour. He's going to our allied agency at bottom step, A step with them, and starting at $41 an hour. So it's significant. We're that far behind, and we can't be that far behind if we're going to stay competitive and we're going to get people and retain people. Otherwise, all we are is a training ground, and we get people. They come, they get their wings, if you will, and off they go, and that's what's going to happen.
Okay, we need to take a break. My friends that are listening right now, it doesn't do us any good. If I said tomorrow Carl Bott and Linda Bott are building an interim jail, and we're just going to put $50 million in there to put 100 people in, it does no good if we don't have the people to staff it. America is facing this. It's not just Mike Johnson. It's not Bill Shuler.
Correct.
America is facing this problem. So when we come back, I want some solutions.
Okay.
You're always thinking a few steps ahead. So what are some of the solutions we can do on this? Because money's part of it. But there's other things.
Right.
There's other things.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda was there. And I tell you what, I believe that they saved her life. And so I have this really warm, warm, warm spot in my heart for Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've got the highest ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, from Watson Health Institute. They've got new procedures all the time, and now they're becoming a teaching hospital. Yeah, that's right. They're bringing in 24 residents for three-year programs there in internal medicine. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Jack Munz, candidate for Reading City Council. It's time we make Reading a stronger and safer city. Born and raised in Reading, I spent 21 years in law enforcement and city government. I have seen firsthand the effects of crime, homelessness on families, and city government. This experience uniquely qualifies me to help serve our city to become a place where we are not overrun by crime, homelessness, and poor economic conditions. I'm Jack Munz, a husband and a father of two teenagers. I desire to serve our city and community in order to create the environment we need to raise our families in peace and prosperity. In order for this to happen, it requires us to make tough but necessary decisions for the betterment of Reading. I'm Jack Munz, and now is the time to take action to see Reading be a model of practical and effective change to those around us. Join me and vote on November 8th, and let us take the next step towards a stronger and safer city. Again, I'm Jack Munz, and would love your vote for Reading City Council.
I'm Jack Munz, and this ad was paid for by Jack Munz for Reading City Council.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot.
Hello, honey. I love you.
How sweet is that? And we are here today with Sheriff Johnson.
Sheriff Michael Johnson. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business. I've had my hair cut there for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. These are some great people down there. And believe it or not, you go to a barbershop, you expect everything, you know, is talked about. They don't talk politics at all. Gosh. They refuse to talk politics.
That's awesome.
And frankly, that's a good reason.
Yes.
Why would you want to irritate your barber?
Have somebody in
when
your
he's got
seat.
He's got a razor on next to your ear. No, but they don't.
Somebody
you
in
know,
your
you won't even, have Dr. Phil on the show. You won't have those things. So, but it's a great place. They work by appointments only. So
is
you
Dr.
can.
Dr. Phil's still even on.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
so
I mean,
over it.
They, you know, they don't have Jerry Springer on either, but they work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478 in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off of Athens across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We're here with Sheriff Michael Johnson, and I'm asking the sheriff a lot of questions. And because you need to hear why things happen. We talked about the jail that a future jail out on Airport Road. The cost of it would be approximately, it's got to be a lot.
Undetermined. It's
but it's got to be a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's over
you
500.
You can figure
over 500
300 to 500,000 per bed.
Oh, okay. And we want to put a...
That's about
we want to make 1,000 beds out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it costs $30,000 for a parking spot. To build that parking garage was like $25,000 to $30,000 per parking space.
Yeah.
So figure out how much that is. That's so you're crazy. Talking about jail. Okay. The other thing is the other faction is talking about adding it on to the jail we have already, getting it built with 240 spots, less money, quicker. Cause the one out on Airport, if that's the one it is going to take 10 years. Okay. But the big thing, the crux of this whole matter comes down to staffing.
Correct. Yep.
And, what we've learned, I don't want to talk to you, but what we've learned is the pay of our deputies, and those deputies are also the ones working in the jail, is much lower than just adjacent law enforcement agencies.
Correct.
They'll do 4 or 5 years. And then go over
well,
and get
not
it.
In 4 or 5, Carl. They're, okay. They're signing 3-year contracts and breaking those contracts and leaving.
And they go literally are making $10 to $12 an hour or more by going to an adjacent agency. They don't have to move. It's all that. Okay. So, but it's not all just money. Let's talk about that.
It's not. Well, you know, you're asking the million-dollar question of, you know, what's the problem? How do you fix it, right? That's what everybody wants to know. And as you said, it's not just Sheriff Johnson and the Shasta County Sheriff's Office is having this problem. A lot of private businesses, a lot of businesses across the board are having this problem. But we'll stick to law enforcement and our agency, Shasta County Sheriff's Office. How do you fix a staffing problem? Well, there's kind of a three primary prong approach that I've identified with this. One is internally. So we have to, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we have to create an environment and a culture that is that is squared away, that people want to come to work, they're proud to come to work, they're loyal, they believe in what they're doing, and the work environment is good. Now, we've got some issues with that and some training issues, and our command staff is 100% in on identifying those issues and starting to fix those issues. So that's something we can work on.
Can you give an example of that?
Internally. Well, okay, yeah, I can. So for...
I mean, when you say that, you know, people have no idea what you're talking about.
So for instance, we were losing a lot of the people that we had just hired. They would come in and they'd go through the training program. They'd either quit like half or three quarters way through the training program or they quit immediately after they came off. So, this has happened so frequently, it caused us to say, well, okay, there's obviously we're doing something wrong. We have to be doing something wrong for us to lose this many people. Because we do exit interviews when people quit, too, to yeah. find out, you know, what are some of the problems that we need to fix or why they're leaving. And we were finding out that without going into too many details, we just weren't doing a good job in some areas. So now we're revamping that whole program to try to mirror more like the street program, which was called a field training officer program. In the jail, it's called JTO, a jail training officer program. So now we're trying to fix that so it is a better system and we produce better people and we treat our people better. So that's just one small piece across the board of looking at and examining your own organization and figuring out how you can improve things. We're doing that on multiple levels. Another problem that as we build out in the future, whether it's adding on to a jail or building a new jail or both, is the work, the building itself and the work environment itself has to be a little bit more aesthetically pleasing, I guess, is the best way I can put it.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about the jail right now that we've got. It's old style, old school. I get it. It was, I'm not criticizing how they built it then, but it doesn't work today. It's a box dungeon is what it is.
Oh no, I've been in there and I was really, if you have not taken a tour of the jail, now they don't hold open house down there, but, but if you took a tour of the jail, one of the things I noticed is the exercise yard there. I mean, it is like a rectangle with nothing in it, and it's surrounded by, exercise yard for the prisoners. But then that impacts on the correctional staff.
Well, you think as you walk through there, you think about the staff that's in there, you know, for their entire time that they're working 12, 16
hours. They're incarcerated.
They're incarcerated too. And it's dark and it's narrow and it's just a box. There's no sunlight. And that's why if you build out, we talk about building out a new facility, it's not going to be a vertical model like that. It's going to be a horizontal model. And when you do a horizontal model, you can design it a lot different and takes less staff per inmates to staff anyway. So
sure.
there's just little things like that. So those are two things that we can start working on, which aren't money related. But the third, like I said, because the gap has gotten so big, we got to close that gap and pay discrepancies so we can have that as the third leg of trying to keep people and hiring people.
Okay. We're with Sheriff Mike Johnson. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected, things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common-sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
My name is Brenda Lunte. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
In the cage. Full contact fighting.
Tickets start at $35 plus fee. This intense action-packed event sells out. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And good morning and welcome back to the last segment here on our morning show. This is Wednesday, the 19th of October. If you're just tuning in, good morning, everybody. You're going to make it a great day. It's going to be hot today with a high of 97 and overnight lows of 59. As we progress through the week, we do have a chance of showers on Friday with our overnight lows of 56. We're in the 80s for the rest of the week, except for today. And then Sunday, 70 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that really does treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and when we left, we talked about the problems, everything from pay to internal problems that you all have addressed. But you're facing the same problem that most of America is facing right now, even though people up here love our law enforcement.
Correct.
It's hard to recruit. We used to have, just 100 people applying. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have 12.
Right.
Of which six show up. Of which two of them have been smoked marijuana that morning because they were a little anxious.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you look for people?
Everywhere is the answer. Anywhere I can. I mean,
locally, or do you reach out nationally? Do you reach out?
Both. Well, we're getting ready to do a national campaign to try to recruit to. We don't really reach nationally right now. We across the state we do, and maybe a little bit into our neighboring states, but not truly nationally. But we're going to give that a try too. The other side of that is what we talked about, which is been more of the issue is the retention. So we're recruiting's not going great, but it's going okay. We're getting some folks in through the door, but we're not able to hold the ones that we have. So the retention is really more where our focus is at this point, because once we hire you, we'd like you to stay, right? And that's kind of part of, we put so much of an investment into you.
Sure.
We'd like you to stay. So that's another part that we're trying to work out. And which is, again, part of the million-dollar question and how you do that. And you're right. I'm not unique, and I said that at the beginning. There's many businesses across the nation that are struggling with the same thing of trying to find employees, but that's really, to be blunt, those businesses are not my problem. My problem is Shasta County Sheriff's Office, the County of Shasta, and serving the citizens here. So that's what we're trying to do. I got to tell you this part of it. We can't let this go without saying the men and women that we've got in this organization and the sheriff's office are incredible. They are so dedicated and so loyal and so just striving to make Shasta County a better place. They're in it for the right reasons, and they're in it for to make this a better county. And so it's hard to go day to day with them and asking so much out of them when they're given all they got as it is already and working short staffed. And that goes from the top down. That goes from the command staff, who I'm overtaxing and given more work they tell me than they've ever had before to things to do, to the deputies, the correctional office, to my poor record staff, my animal control, my coroner's office, all of them across the board are just awesome. I know when I say they're loyal, I'm not talking about the ones that are leaving and breaking contracts. They're obviously not loyal, but the core of that agency,
the ones that are staying,
is incredible men and women working for that agency.
This is not easy, and I know you're working at it, and you just got two more years to solve it.
Yes, I did.
People are going, what?
Yeah.
Because I think you and the DA, because of a law passed that said bringing everything to
the gubernatorial,
gubernatorial election. So you just got two extra years. So.
I did. So I've got 6 years to solve it now instead of four, right?
So on that sixth year,
we better
have a lot of damn sheriff's deputies out there.
We will. It won't take that long, I promise you. We're working hard on it.
Let's switch over to something else. For us and for people that value the Second Amendment.
Okay.
Shasta County has always valued that. Tom DeSanko, Eric McGreeny, and then you stepped right into it, and there were the only changes you made were to make it better.
I just want to tell you
that how much that's appreciated.
Well, thank you. I just so you all,
a lot of people, 12,000 people in this county have got it, and maybe more now.
Right, and so we've got. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate hearing that. Actually,
we have mentioned in every class. Hey guys, you realize how blessed you are to live in Shasta County? I mean, yeah.
Right. So we're trying to further streamline that as well, Carl. I'm looking at a few tweaks to the qualification process, and I'm looking at going to the hard card for the a permit, and just constantly trying to improve it. I'm happy that we've got that Friday thing going where people come in and do it over the counter now. The people have been really responsive to that. So
you've caught up on all the, it sounds like all the backlog. I mean,
yeah.
I went in there and it took me all of 10 minutes.
Yep.
And I uploaded stuff on the computer.
Yeah.
I walked in there. I had an appointment.
Right.
So there were people sitting there. Walked right in. They took it, and from the time I walked in to the time I had a signed document in my hand was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you that before, but
you didn't.
I'm hearing that from other people too.
Yeah. That's great to hear. Opposed to what we were, I walked into. Yeah. It was.
Yeah. It was bad. And you said there are going to be some changes. Like what?
For the CCW?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's not like you're going to say, no, you can't. It's the training process.
I'm going to try to make it more firearm user friendly. So let's just put it that way. There's a couple things with that process that I've talked to a few guys and I could see that don't make sense. And we're going to try to make it a lot easier. Not easier to where anybody can just
walk in.
No, you still go through
process,
all the training.
Yeah.
It's right. Since they made the Supreme Court ruling, all the counties in California are trying to play catch up, and they are in a total mess.
Yep.
Trying to figure out how they're going to do this. So anyway, I just wanted, after this whole day, this whole hour of.
Yeah, thank you.
And during the breaks, people, you should hear some of the breaks that go on here.
Yes, you should.
Yeah. And
what you say from
you
last
cannot,
night, we
you,
do not edit.
We do not edit, but the mics are off during the break.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that.
And we do
play
take
our commercials,
commercial breaks.
But then, and it's not just Sheriff Johnson, everybody in here. There's a lot of things said during the breaks that stay here because that's what they've asked.
I was supposed to turn the mics off?
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you know. Anyway. Okay.
So
couple of minutes left.
Yeah, final note. Let's talk about that weather change you're talking about this week. You know what that brings,
70 degrees?
Right? Last week of deer season, so a change in the weather is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
More fish are moving in the river, and when the weather changes and the barometer changes, that increases them coming up the river, improves the fishing. It's going to be a good week, folks, if you're a hunter or fisher.
How's that new dog?
This is week. Oh, she's awesome. She's in the heat right now, though, and this is the first female dog
happen.
I've ever had, and it's prime duck and waterfowl season, and she's just coming into heat, and it frustrates me.
Well...
Does she have to wear a little diaper?
She's outside dog. She's a good dog. I love her to death. She's a great hunter, but.
Watch out, there's pitties out there.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I've been a dog guy all my life.
I mean, girl dogs are a trip because they are definitely different than a Hello.
You want to hear the great part about this,
yeah.
Linda? Is so I've told you I've had male dogs my whole life, trained dogs my whole life. So my wife, with this last dog, she's finally like, next dog we're getting is a female. I'm tired of the males peeing and marking on everything, this and that.
Killing the hedges.
Dead set on it. I mean, just threw a fit about it. We got a female dog, and she's been a bigger pain in the butt than any male we've had. She pees on everything, too. She marks on everything. Plus, she goes through heats. She whines. She's needy. And I told me and my son constantly tell my wife every time she complains now, good thing we got that female dog out there.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Which doesn't help my cause, Carl. Well,
She'll be loyal.
Last couple minutes to kind of catch up on things that are important.
1 minute.
Yeah, well, I said, but we started a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
Sheriff Mike Johnson, thanks a lot for being with
you.
Please pass on to your, and I know you do, please pass on to your people how much they're appreciated.
It's not easy.
And
well,
those guys and girls in the jail. It is tough. You need to go down and see what they're living.
Everybody needs to know that we're working on it. We're working on it with everything we got. We're not sitting around just crying the blues or giving excuses. We're still doing the job.